Eloheinu, melech ha'olam, shehakol niyeh bidvaro. Now we mentioned briefly recently the unique relationship of Rabbi Akiva Eiger and his son-in-law, Lechsam Sefer, who married the daughter, it was his second wife, and married the daughter of Akiva Eiger. We mentioned how Lechsam Sefer wrote to Akiva Eiger that I don't know if you're Mekayim, the Dina de Gemara, of marrying off your daughter to a Talmid Chacham, the Gemara Pesachim Emtes. Akiva Eiger wrote that I don't know if you're Mekayim marrying the daughter of a Talmid Chacham. And that was the animus, that was the relationship. When it came the first Shabbos that the Shver came to visit by his daughter and his son-in-law, he walked into the house and Lechsam Sefer starts singing Shalom Aleichem. Akiva Eiger, the Shver starts singing Shalom Aleichem. She turns to first to her father and she says, Tati, I grew up in your house. He never used to sing Shalom Aleichem. He says, that's because there were never any malachim that were being malava, that were escorting me. But I'm seeing lechvod the angels that I see escorting my chashu son-in-law Lechsam Sefer. And she turns to her husband and she says, oh, Moshe, I thought you told me a minute was not to sing Shalom Aleichem. He says, Amaldi. He says, who am I that the malachim are being malava me? But I see the malachim being malava the Shur. He came angry, so I have to say Shalom Aleichem for them. And that was the relationship that Lechsam Sefer and Akiva Eiger had, Gevaldika, respect, admiration, and their own unique level of anivus. Gevaldika Sefer just came out to Mishnas Rabbeinu Meir Halevi. They collected the Reitaira from a Meir Halevi Soloveitchik Talmud of the Briska Rav. And the back of the Sefer, they have Halichas Ve'Hanhagas, Mamish Simcha Shel Torah. I had this afternoon going through some of the shtiklos. He has a piece, Hachsam Sefer Ve'Hagon Akiva Eiger. And he says as follows, the Mechaber, Talmud Rameyah Soloveitchik, who put the Sefer together, he says to Rameyah Soloveitchik, Sha'olam Omrim, that the Velt says, that Rav Chaim, his Zaydi obviously, Hikbit Shalolomer Shem Dover Shalokach Sam Sefer, and that the Minig of Rav Chaim Brisker was, he would never say or pasken anything, and that was against the Sam Sefer. He wouldn't argue in the Sam Sefer. I can you do it? There was a mice in a sheer clothing in Lakewood. That the Rabaran Zatzal, Rabaran Kola, was in the middle of Shir Kloli, and twice in the Shir Kloli, he argued stark in Lechsam Sefer. When he came home, he found out that his wife had an accident and his daughter had an accident. And he says, tell me, when did you have these accidents? And they made the cheshbin that the two accidents occurred precisely at the two respective moments that the Rabaran argued in Lechsam Sefer. Says, you don't stop arguing Lechsam Sefer. It's not push it to Krieg in Lechsam Sefer. Chaim Brisker wouldn't say anything connected the das of the Chassam Sefer. Hachelik of the Messiah Satira, that was the Chassam Sefer we mentioned. Rishmuel Birnbaum, the Mirror Shiva, and the Sefer Bekori Shmuel Parshas Bekudei, where he writes that Betzalel was the one selected Sanhedrin Samatessa Mace, who is about 13 years of age. Avishtar held him up by and said, he's the one who has the tafkid, he's the one who has the job in the Meiser Akiva Eiger, and the Sam Sefer that there was an Aguner, Akiva Eiger was Paskin, and that she's materialistically and also, but he says, I'm not the poster Gadol, my son in law of Sam Sefer is, and you have to go to him for the Psak. Sam Sefer says, I agree with the Shver, but I have a Hergish of an Inimus to be Matir, this Aguner, Linose. Let's wait a couple of days in the interim, the husband talking. Came back. So they went to Akiva Eiger. They said, look, Mama, she's begedar novi. Look, he couldn't. He says, no, he has the siyata d'shmai. He has the koch psak. He's the posek ador. And the Eibishter is never going to allow the posek ador that a takola will be osi al yodo. He's not going to be nichshol. And divrei halacha, that was the koach of the Sam Sefer when it came to the koach HaPsak, Pella de Kazach. Someone even told me recently, Rav Lipa Yisraelson, grandson of Rabbi Yosha Zatzal, said over that his Zaydi Rabbi Yosha said in all his decades as a dayan on the Beis Din and the Rabbanut, HaBeis Din Yishalayim HaKadosh, nobody was ever able to get away with saying Sheker in front of him. And all his decades in front of Rabbi Yosha, that was the koch, posek adori, and a miuchadik siyat d'shmayo, and nobody could get away with saying an ounce of sheker. Anyway, back to Mishnah Rabbeinu Meir Halevi Soloveitchik. He says that with all the chashivas that Rav Chaim had to Lechsam Sefer mikol mokom, lo egiyo la chashivas shehaisolo kaplei hagon Rabbi Akiva Eiger. With all the chashivas that chidushi akra chalaramam heiliger alchayim brisker alchayim zaleichik out to lechem sefer, it still didn't reach the level of a chashivas, the reverence and respect that he had for Gona Kaveger. And Gavaldik, so the Mechaber says that he told over to his Rebbe Rameya Soloveitchik, the Mordechai Gifter, and it tells the Rosh Hashiva would say over how the Chassam Sefer would tell his sons, Yerushamayim Yeshalem Lekabel Menasaber Kaveger. When it comes to Yerushamayim, learn that from your grandfather. Learn that from the Zaydi, my Shver, your grandfather Kaveger. Aval Taira, you should take from me. He says, why? Because if Kaveger learned and got to Galdus for Taira on his own, but he didn't have Rebbeim, Chassam Sefer, he had Rebbeim, the Haflor, Pirchas Levi Harwitz, or Nasanel, or Kohen Agadol. He mentioned that in one of the biographies of the Chassam Sefer, he was Meir Alatzmo, that he had bowel trouble his entire life. Once he met his Rebbe Rav Nosson Aller, a Kohen Agadol, they used to refer to him by the first time in his life, he had Choli Me'ayim the rest of his life because of the Eima Yerapachad, Areses and Zeya that seized him when he met Hagon Agodo Rav Nosson Aller Zechatzalik Vokan. Of course, he learned by that flow. But the Sam Sefer also said that the Rebbe that he had the most respect for was the Rebbe who taught him Aleph Beis and Cheder. He was the only Rebbe that he never had any kashas on. Only Rebbe that he can ever slug up an Aleph Beis. An Aleph is an Aleph, and a Beis is a Beis. He says, that Rebbe, oh, I always had to be Mechavid. He told me Aleph Beis. Akapotami says, Derech Halimud, he told the sons you should get from me. But Yerushamayim you should get from the Zaydi. Chuvas Hamishkol Amarli Hagon Rameya Soloveitchik Shepam Diber Baal Hadas Sefer from the Sam Sefer's Mishpacha with Rameya Simcha from the Vince of the Yer Sameach, and he tried to answer Kasher Kevegar. Rameya Simcha told him he Efshul the Taritz Kushashuri Kevegar. You can't, if he leaves off a Torchi and Gondo, you can't answer the Kasher. Even the Sam Sefer wouldn't be able to answer this Kasher. Kayadua, some Sfarim came out when there was a Sefer that came out years ago trying to be Meyashif every Torchi and And the Kiva Eger, so he brought it to a certain Gadol, the Machaber, and he says, oh, I see you only understood two Kiva Egers. He tried to answer up every one except for two. He says, those are the only two he understood. If the Kiva Eger blives Shver, then you have to blive Shver. That's the Galus, or Kiva Eger, Mamish Dianivus, the Netziv, the Eligan Netziv, the Meshach Dover, the Hamakover, the Herchav Dover, Avi, Rosh Hashiva, Volozhin Yeshiva, then it said, you don't need to learn Musar if you read the Sfarim of Kaveger. Mm-hmm. Just reading the Chuvas of Kaveger. Just reading Chedush of Kaveger al Hashas, Hashem Yer Einai Tzorchi and Tzorchi and Gadol. You just learn from the incredible Anivus of Rav Kaveger what his Galus is all about. It's a Musar Sefer. It's a Gemara Sefer. It's an Amkus. It's filled with Lomdus. Amar de Katayra Bam Kashas V'chulei. But it's filled every single line with Gavaldik Musar, the way he speaks. The anivus, the humility, the modesty that's blatant, that's glaring, jumping off each and every page. That's a Kaveger, just the way that he wrote. And that was the galus, that was the anivus. Yes, a Kaveger once wrote into a certain shul. Can I be the shamus in the shul? But Lamaisa, he knew he had Gavaldik Koiches. That's Rabbi Kaveger, that's his galus. So connect it to this past week's parsha, Gavaldik Gavart. We all know the Vayikra Moshe. We all know the Chazal and Baal HaTorah Mechulei that the Aleph is an Aleph Zeira. Vayikra Moshe Moshe Rabbeinu really wanted to write Vayikar just like it appears by Bilam. See, here we have Gevaldik Anivus Moshe Rabbeinu Vayikra Moshe. But about it, we have to ask the Kasha. This isn't the first occurrence of Vayikra Moshe. Let's turn back the pages. We have in Parshas Yisrael the very first time we encountered Azai Loshin was what in Yisrael Perkiotes the Pasachov and Vayikra Hashem Moshe. So why do we have an Aleph Zeira there if the Holiness is to be Malamid Anivus? Why do we have to wait until Parshas Vayikra, Sefer Vayikra? It appeared already back in Sefer Shmuel, so teach me the lesson there. So listen to this Gavaldik Teretz of Shmuel David Volkin. Beisarin, Talmud of Chametz Chaim, listen to this Mori de Gavart. He starts with the Rechaim Eloshin, it's Rechaim Eloshin, Rechaim and Elvis, explaining the Gemara Nadarm Lam and Chesim and Aleph. Hazok the Gemara Mamish, oh, this Vart, no matter how many inches of snow you're going to get tonight, this Geshmak Eshtikotur is going to warm you up, Legamri. Now listen to this, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, a famous member in the Darm 38A. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Lam and Chesim and Aleph, Ein Akurshwa Chomashu Shchinoso, El Agibor Vaoshir Vachochem Yon Vakulam Imoshe. And we learn it all out from Moshe Rabbeinu. You know when the Shechina Shaira Davka on a person who is a Gibor, he's an Osher, he's a Chochem and an Ana. Frank Del Chaim Voloshin, I don't understand. Chochem, you have to be a Chochem, Chochem Anuf Minavi. You have to be a Chochem, that's first and foremost. You have to be an Ana. The Iker is Daniva, so what's Gibor and Osher? I still tell me the Ramam Shona Prokim. Gibor doesn't mean strong, Osher doesn't mean wealthy, it means Zak the Ramam, it means Ezo Gibor Kosh Sitro, Ezo Osher, Smech Chalko, Avas Prakdal and Mishnalap and Zaymah. That's not the Pashtus. That's not how Rav Rishonim learn. Zog de Chaim Losin, the Iker is the Anivus. What does it mean to be a Nono? A famous Bnei Sosor. Avishta wants to teach us Anivus. He gives the Torah in our Sinai, the lowest of all mountains. Say, Avishta, why not just give it to us on the ground floor? Give it to, don't give me a mountain altar. Terence says, you have to have something to show off about in order to be Malawi Anivus. The famous vice, the two Gevirim sitting in the back of Shul after Mini one day. And one Gevir says, 1 million is, oh, I'm a nothing. I'm a Gornish, I'm a Gornish. He would say, you think you're good? I'm Mamish a Gornish. I'm Amish a zero, FS, and the janitor comes along and he said, what do you mean, guys? I'm Amish a nothing. Kavir says, look at this show off. Look who he thinks he is. At the end of the day, you have to have something to show off about to then be an unknown. Anius and Anivus. The Mamish almost exactly the same word. One Vav separates them. Right after the Vav, that's a separate Shmuz. But I'll put them Anius and Anivus. And Oni, he has nothing to show off about. And Oni's going to feel like the Maral says, become a Dukhti. And Oni is Loshen. Lay Onis, we pun is a Loshen of Achna. Achna also the root of Oni. He's always together a Machnia and Mashbul Asatzmo. To the Chiddush, the Kunz of being an Onivus, you have Gevura, you have Ashiris, and have a peak in your Nono. That's the Galus Azoi state in Rachaim Elojin. Avada the Iker is to be an Onov, but you need to be a Gibor and an Osher in order to know that you're an Ebistik Onov. You're not an Onov Malchus. You're a Cholosh. You're weak. You can't go ahead and pick things up. You can't pay for things. You're an Oni. Nedarim Samadala Beis Choshu Kameis. No, you have all the money in the world. And Afil Hochi, you're an Onov. That's Galus. That's Galus in Anivus. That's the meat of Anovus. It's up to Shmuel David Volkin Givaldik. Amosha Rabbeinu. He wasn't a wealthy man. Back in Shmois, Moshe Rabbeinu was Vayikach Moshe's Atzmos Yosef Imo. He was Matapa Atzmos Yosef when they were plundering and going through all the homes in the midst of Vayinatzlus Matoimus Matenu Hitzil. They cleaned it out. Matzulah Shem Odogim. And they cleaned out the Mitzrayim. They became wealthy. They're Osek in the Bisa. Moshe Rabbeinu was Osek. And Chochem Levikach Mitzvah. He was Osek in Vayikach Moshe's. He didn't have all the money. Amel, it's no chiddush to tell me in Aleph Zero Vayikach Moshe. He had no money to show off about. But this now, Parshas Vayikra, the Hainu Sefer Vayikra is Al-Achri is Vigas on the heels of the Chet Egel and Kisisa Psalacha, and who got wealthy from the Luchas? Hey, fashion Luchas, he got all the leftover. Moshe Rabbeinu became an incredibly wealthy man. And that's the Chiddush Vayikra, Moshe. Now, when we're post Luchas Shnius, and he's incredibly wealthy, the Rabusanaka, that's the Chiddush Vayikra Moshe. Even now he's in Anna, that's the Gevaldige Chiddush. You have to have what to show off about. And that's an Evis. That was the Galus of Kevegar. Kevegar was the person who knew what he was in Torah, knew that he was the Gon Hador, the Gon Hador Bechule. But Achareka Chosakol, that was the Nevis. That's a Kevegar when he was traveling with the Nesivis, his colleague Rabbi Yaakov Elisa, and they were traveling in a wagon going into a town. As they pulled into the town, thousands and thousands of people came out. The Kevegar looks out the window and he says, well, look how many people came out to greet my Chaver, the Nesivis. So he sneaks out the right side of the coach and he runs. And he starts being Malavit. Then the Sivus looks out and says, well, look how many people are being coming to greet me, Makabal upon him. Harry Kivega, the Goladur. So he sneaks out the left side. All of a sudden they come, the crowds, they open up the wagon, and there's nobody sitting inside. And because the two Gedolei Yisrael snuck out to the side, there was one myself. They were traveling together in Kivega. And as Yedin Ammon, the Nesivis, and they got to a shul, and they called up Rabbi Kiva Eger for Levi, for Shlishi, for the third Aliyah, and Rabbi Kiva Eger fainted on the spot. Fainted on the spot, they tried reviving him, and he couldn't be revived. Father, the Nesivis says, don't worry about it, I'll take care of it. He goes over to his colleague, Kiva Eger, he bends down, and he whispers something in his ear, and right away, Rabbi Kiva Eger springs up. I say, Nesivis, what did you tell him? He says, I'm telling you, I know why he fainted. He fainted, because he couldn't believe that he got Shlishi over me. He couldn't believe that he got the third Aliyah. He's such an unknown. How could it be that you gave a Kivager Shlishi and you didn't give it to my colleague, the Nesivis of Yaakov and Lisa? He says, so you know what I told him? I said, don't worry, my friend, Kivager. They only gave it to you because you're the Goan of Posen, you're the Raven Posen, and Posen is a bigger town, the Lisa, than my town. So they wanted to be Mechavad. You came from a larger town. Oh, Kivager done. He says, oh, then Mamela, I'll take the Aliyah. That was the Anivus, but it was an Anivus that came to Ikvus, the godless in Tyra, the godless. Read his forum, you'll see it jump off every page, off every line. That's a Kevega, that's a Galador, and that was Galus of both him and his son in law, Lassam Sefer, who should follow suit with Siyata the Shmaya Bez Hashem Yisborach. A good enough, and all the rest of the week ahead. Tadish, please.